Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The Great Lakes have helped produce a great snowfall from Cleveland to northern New York, where the snow is measured in feet. It's still coming down, and more is on the way. Besides that, National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says the going should be pretty easy for travelers headed back home after the holiday.
Mostly dry conditions, except around the Great Lakes, so anywhere in western New York or northeastern Ohio, northwest Pennsylvania, parts of the upper peninsula of Michigan and lower peninsula will have some significant travel issues. But otherwise, across the remainder of the country, it's relatively dry. Should be pretty good weather to drive.
Christopher Wray is out, Kash Patel in. If his nomination as Donald Trump's FBI director goes through, here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Kash Patel's pending nomination for FBI director embodies President-elect Trump's desire to disrupt federal law enforcement agencies.
I'd shut down the FBI Hoover Building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state.
Patel rose to prominence during Trump's first term when he helped lead the charge against the DOJ's investigation of Russia meddling in the 2016 election.
The waning days of the Biden administration include a first-of-its-kind presidential trip that starts tonight. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from Washington.
This will be the first trip by a U.S. president to Africa in nearly a decade and the first ever by a sitting U.S. president to Angola. President Biden will meet with Angola's president to discuss economic opportunities in the region, as well as peace and security. The two last met in 2022 at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, and Biden hosted President Lorenzo at the White House. This visit, which wraps up Wednesday, will include a summit with several African leaders.
Hamas has released video of American hostage Eden Alexander. Texas Republican Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he believes President Biden is trying hard to win the release of Alexander and other hostages during the transition to the Trump administration.
I'm sure he is doing everything he can to bring Austin Tice home, to bring the hostages in Gaza home, both the Israelis and the Americans, bring them home in this window.
Austin Tice is an American journalist who was kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago. After a week of UN meetings in South Korea, there's no agreement on a treaty to end plastics pollution. But the World Wildlife Fund's point person on plastics, Aaron Simon, says there's been some positive movement there.
The latest updated text has a provision in it to eliminate problematic products and chemicals of concern, but it is quite voluntary in nature right now, meaning that countries can opt into it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today with some scattered flurries. Highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds up around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, few flurries and lows in the mid-teens. Flurries continue Monday.
It's 15 at our studios.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bob Dozek kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party variety program with the Social Airs Polka. I'm Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. And look at that. It's Thanksgiving is over. Black Friday has arrived, and here it is Saturday, the weekend. So I'm sure people are going to be out and about their shopping for their holiday Christmas, products. And, a lot of people maybe find good sales during the summertime and buy it ahead of time. I do that sometimes. Right now, we're going to continue with music from the Vern Meisner Band. This is an older one, and this is the old 400. Remember the 400 driving? Cutting through Wisconsin. Yeah, that big train. I mean, it was a big steam engine, and I think it was a 261 or something like that. Anyway, the Volt 400, here's Vern. Polka, Vern Meisner from years gone by. All right, we're now going to turn our attention to Sylvester Gresham and his group, his band. And he's going to perform for us a little medley of songs here, the Golden Slippers medley.
Thank you. take some whiskey and wine for the belly of mine when we cut down the old pine tree. They cut down the old pine tree and they haul it away to the mill. She'll make a coffin and a pine for that sweetheart of mine when they cut down the old pine tree. I want a beer just like the beer that pickled dear old Dad. It was a beer and the only beer that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned beer with lots of foam. It took 10 men to steer poor Daddy home. Oh, I want a beer just like the beer that pickled dear old Dad.
Hey, Sil Greschel and the band and the Golden Slippers medley. I like that. Okay, well, you know, the Packers are going to be playing here. You know, even though they've not been doing really good, you got to remember, they're starting all over again, basically. And I still love my Green Bay Packers. I like that song. That was put out some time ago, and always liked that when it came out. Hey, we got the Whoopers coming up with the Beer Gut Polka.
My uncle had a beer gut that weighed 200 pounds. He used a wheelbarrow to haul it into town. They treat him like a king when he walks into Woody's bar. His beer gut pays for lights and heat and Woody's brand new car. Nutsy got a beer gut that gets bigger every year. Since Nutsy gave up lifting weights and started hoisting beers. He was lying on the beach one day, the sun kept getting hotter. Some Save the Whale freaks came and dragged him back into the water. Beer guts of America, stand up if you can. Stick out your big beer gut and hoist the cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy, it's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is feed it lots of beer. Pony keg at Droopy Aho's wedding. His eyes went rolling round and round, and then he started sweating. He tripped on Duck and Buzz, cause they were passed out on the floor. He landed on his beer gut, and he bounced right out the door. I took my date into the sauna, and on the bench we sat. She pointed and she said, I never seen one big as that. She held it and she stroked it, and she told me with a smile, bodybuilders make me sick, but beer guts drive me wild. Beer guts of America, stand up if you can. Stick out your big beer gut and hoist the cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy, it's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is feed it lots of beer. You can stick out your big beer gut and hoist the cool one in your hand. Your beer gut is your buddy, it's a friend who's always near. And all you ever have to do is feed it lots of beer.
Love makes the world go round. Vern Meisner and the band do like that old recording. Well, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on Civic Media WFHR 97.5 FM AM 1320. And we'll be back with more of the Polka Party, you bet, right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. And last week for Thanksgiving program, I forgot to play this Red Skelton, his first Thanksgiving, his little speech that he gave at the end of his program. He always would do that. And I play it usually every Thanksgiving, and I just have... Well, we're close. We're only a couple days off here, right? So let's give Red a call here.
In the year of 1620, a group of hardy, determined people crossed the Atlantic in quest of the land where they might live freely and worship above a whisper. These pilgrims found such a home known as the United States of America. And history tells us that our forefathers gave humble thanks to God on the last Thursday of November of that year for their deliverance. To me, this Thanksgiving, 332 years later, is one of the most important Thanksgiving we'll ever celebrate. And when we offer thanks this time, let's also ask God to give us the strength to keep a firm hold on the freedom which we are now being threatened. If this country is conquered by aggressors, there can be no other pilgrimage, or there will be no more free lands that they may go to. Now, on behalf of our sponsors, Tide, the advertising agencies, and the entire cast, may we wish you a very pleasant Thanksgiving. Good night.
wish I'd met, but you don't wanna. No, you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, maybe talk, but you don't wanna. No, you don't wanna.
A polka, and that is the Bob Mastel Band. Here's James Last and his orchestra. James Last in his orchestra. And now we call on the Stratford Mountain Boys and the Cowbell Song.
Thank you.
Sons mit Hobanstrohdeck, toller Radiorät und die Reitung mit Hobanstrohdeck. Von Isan bei Heirat muss Hobanstroh weg, toller Radiorät und die Reitung muss Hobanstroh weg.
Walter Ostenick from Canada, and Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. Oh, we got the Clap and Turn Polka coming up.
Thank you. mnie, powiem mamie, że serduszek podar na mnie, podar na mnie już. Poczekaj, poczekaj, powiem mamie, powiem mamie, powiem mamie, że serduszek podar na mnie, podar na mnie już.
He's in love, he's in love, Johnny's got a girl, ha ha ha. He's in love, he's in love, Johnny's got a girl. He's in love, he's in love, Johnny's got a girl, ha ha ha. He's in love, he's in love, Johnny's got a girl.
Mamie tego nie powiadaj, nie powiadaj, nie powiadaj, tylko lepiej przy mnie siadaj tu. Mamie tego nie powiadaj, nie powiadaj, nie powiadaj, tylko lepiej przy mnie siadaj tu.
He's in love, he's in love, Johnny's got a girl, ha ha ha. He's in love, Johnny's got a girl. He's in love, Johnny's got a girl, ha ha ha. He's in love, Johnny's got a girl.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Travelers driving home from the holiday should have a fairly easy time today, weather-wise, unless they're driving through northern Ohio, Pennsylvania, and especially western and northern New York. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
The lake effect snow pattern that's been very active over the past 24 to 48 hours is going to continue into Monday, at least, before it tapers off by Tuesday.
Donald Trump wants longtime ally Kash Patel to replace the FBI director he appointed when he was president the first time. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who was appointed by Trump in 2017, has 3 years left on a 10-year term. He would have to resign or be fired to create an opening.
CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us about a presidential first trip to an African nation.
President Biden will visit Angola's National Slavery Museum and acknowledge that chapter in Angolan and U.S. history.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today with some scattered flurries. Highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds up around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, few flurries and lows in the mid-teens. Flurries continue Monday.
It's 15 at our studios.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin.
Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Stosh and his orchestra is up next here, and the Jolly Coppersmith.
La la la.
That's the old Reuben Segert Orchestra from days gone by with the Jolly Time Polka. He made a few 45s. Yeah, didn't make an album, but he made 45s for the jukeboxes. And really, really good music. All right, with that, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with our final segment here of the Polka Party on, what are we at here? Civic Media, WFHR, and you're listening on either AM 1320 or FM 97.5. We'll be back with Tim the Polka Guy in just a bit.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s, when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly. We are in our fourth segment, and I don't know, about 6 minutes left in our program, enough for two songs. And we'll get things kicked off with Chad Sibilski and the boys, and Johnny's a knocking.
Moja miła najlejsza.
Cesar, reserva pel civil. Miami, when I be ringside, reserva pel civil. Opus miwa, nie bądź taka, mam sosrać się wie. Opus miwa, nie bądź taka, mam sosrać się wie. Kiklis piste biasa nekste, rodzeni mi się. Kiklis piste biasa nekste, rodzeni mi się.
Chad Sibilski and the boys. We now turn our attention to John Gooda. And I was a painter. Ooh la la la. Just going to take us out of our program today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Don't forget Sunday. There may be a ball game. Maybe it won't be aired. But anyway, normally it's Sunday at 1 o'clock. And play this program one more time. Have yourself a great week, everybody, and a safe one. We want you back for next time here on the Polka Place, WFHR, you bet, with Tim the Polka Guy. Keep you company all the time, so keep a song in your heart. And we will catch you next week. Bye-bye now.
Panie malarzu, o co cię proszę, wymaluj ziemi, co w sercu noszę. Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la la, raz, dwa, trzy.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. AAA has said nearly 6 million people would fly somewhere for Thanksgiving last week. Many of them are flying back to where they came from today. CBS Los Angeles reporter Elise Martinez.